This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
elements of what that word actually entails and what it means. And I want to do that through explaining to you, telling you the story of the Tale of Two Cities. The Tale of Two Cities, the Raqim and Raqmat. I'm going to tell you the tale of two separate cities. The city of Raqim, or what they call today Qaryat al-Rijib in Amman, in close to Amman in Jordan. And this is where the story of Ahl al-Kahf actually occurred. And you can go look it up if you're interested in knowing a little bit more about this topic in general. But this surah that we recite every week, that we recite before Salah every single week, and you're supposed to recite every week, we're commanded to recite it every week for a reason. There's a good reason for why we have to do this. It's because it has four stories in it. These four stories tell us how we're going to build our society, how we're going to build our civilization, how we're going to thrive, how we're going to succeed. And the four concepts of these stories are important. And yes, the story of Dhul-Qarnayn, it talks about political strength, is important. The story of Musa al-Khidr talks about applicable knowledge, is important. And the story of Ashab al-Jannatayn, that it talks about usable or utilizable wealth, is important. But before those three stories, you have the first one that the surah is named after. The story of Ahl al-Kahf, the people of the cave. It tells us the story of a few activists. Tells us the story of people who believed in an idea. Because what stays is the idea. What stays is the idea. See, here's what we all know. The Israeli government can bomb whatever they want. They can bomb a piece of land to oblivion if they want. Bombing does not take away ideas. Destruction of land and killing of people does not remove the idea. The idea only gets stronger. It only gets stronger. The idea only becomes more powerful in the minds and the hearts of those who carry it. So it doesn't matter what they do. They don't understand that what they're up against is not a group of people that are fighting back, and they have the right to fight back, but they're up against an idea that once the people who actually believe in that idea become activists of that idea, this story will end very quickly. And hopefully it will end in a way that is not filled with bloodshed and agony and pain and nightmares. The problem that we have today as an ummah is not that we have an enemy that is relentless. It's not that we have enemies in different places of the world that continue to work against our best interests and work against justice and fairness. No, our problem is that we have ideas that we are not willing to dedicate our lives for. That's the problem. This is the problem. You have an idea that will only work if you dedicate your 100% to. It doesn't work any other way. It doesn't function. You have to give it your all. We all have to do that. And we don't. And because we don't, we fail. Because we don't, it's not working. We're not getting anywhere. We're wondering, why is it? There's so many of us. There's so many of us, and most of us agree on the basics. Why can't anything get done? Like, why isn't it changing? Why is the world still being ruled by fascists and by imperialists and by colonialists and by people who have no interest in the well-being of other human beings aside from themselves? Not even they don't even care about their own race, honestly, or their own culture or own country. They care about themselves, and that's it. But why can't we change that? Because Muslims, we don't see the world that way. As Muslims, we don't see the world that way. We don't hope for khair just upon ourselves. Actually, we carry this because we believe that that book brings khair for everyone. Everyone, even our enemy, if they are willing to listen, that this will bring khair to them. And we prefer that they find guidance than they find the end of a sword. The problem is with the commitment of the people. See, that's the whole point of the story of Ahl al-Kahf. That's why it starts that way. It starts, in my opinion, I can't get over how it begins. I really can't. I've been telling this story for years. I love how it starts. It's just such a slap in the face. Hasibta anna ashab al-kahf. No one starts a story like that, except the Almighty Jalla Jalaluhu. That's not how you tell a story. You start, wadhkur akha adin idh anzara qawmahu bil-akha, wa ila adin akhahum huda. You give some introduction, some context. No, hasibta, or you thought. Is that what you thought? Shame on you for thinking this. What did I think? Did you think that what I did for the people of the cave was some one-time miracle that I would never do again? Is that what you dared to think? That's not what's going to happen. I did it for them, and I will do it for a million people like them. I just need people like them. I need people like them. I did something for them that is, you see, to be miraculous. I will do it again and again and again. It's not ajaba. That's what Imam al-Qurtubi says in his tafsir verbatim. Open it. That's what he said, word for word. Am hasibta yaqulu Allahu hal dhanna an-nasu anna ayatahu fi ma sana'a ma ahli al-kahfi ajabun la yukarriruhu ma an-nas faqad akhta'u idh dhannu dhalik. That's his wording. That people think that what he did for the people of the cave was a one-time occurrence of a miracle, never to be done again. They are wrong by thinking that. He will do it again and again and again because he is subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who does not change. The question is, are there Ahl al-Kahf amongst us? are there, I'm going to talk about two pieces in this story. إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف. إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف. Again, in a few verses later, he says again, إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا. Twice he would use the word fitya. The word fitya has two meanings, or brings forward, sorry, two meanings. It means youth, they're young. Fitya means they're young. And it means that their numbers are low. هو جمع قلة, as they say. It's a plural, but it's saying that the numbers are, it's more than two, but it's very small. The number is very small. That's why at the end of this story, سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم. The highest number the Quran gave is seven. It's seven people. So they're a small number, not a million, not a couple of hundred, not a couple of thousand people. No, just a couple. Literally just a couple, just seven people. Top seven people. All of them young. All of them young. Huh? They're young. If you understand what I'm saying, this is why this place exists. Look around you. This place, I established this place so I can talk to you. So I can talk to you, the younger one, who is growing up and maybe being told or is led to believe that, you know, is far from you ever having an impact. You still have time ahead of you, or you're not ready yet. I built this place so that I could talk to you and tell you that's untrue, that Islam was built on people like you. It was literally built on people like you. The Quran, fitya, ya akhwani, fitya. There's no second, there's no two ways to understand this word in the Quran. Wallahi, there isn't. There's no second opinion. It has to be someone who's under 20. In the Quran, fitya means they have to be under 20. You understand that? If that doesn't blow your mind, then you're not thinking about the life appropriately. Fitya, they have to be under 20. Over 20 is not a feta anymore. He's older now. Because 20 back then, you were married and you had a kid. You weren't a feta anymore. Fitya, you're a teenager. The Quran is saying, fitya, they're teenagers. Just a couple of them. Just a couple of them. Do you understand what the Quran is saying here? Do you understand the value the Quran is pointing at you as someone who is young? And it's telling you, by the way, you don't need a lot of people with you. A few companions. You can't do it completely alone. You need a few companions. Three is fine. ثَلَاثَةُ رَابِعُهُمْ Three plus one. Three is fine. You can be young. You can be a teenager. Just with a couple of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to change the ways the laws of physics function for you. Aside from, He's willing to change how the universe works for you. It's just, are you willing to take the cause as your number one priority? Are you willing to live for this? Wallahi, this is why this place is here. So that you can learn to believe in yourself. That you have that impact. That the Quran sees you that way. You have to change the way you see yourself. You have to change the way you view yourself. There's nothing to wait for. There's nothing to wait for. All you have in life is right now. There's nothing else. What's gone cannot be changed, and you will forget about it with time. You'll forget about it as time progresses. You'll forget about the good stuff and the bad stuff. It's just how life works. You'll be 50. You can barely, you just have snapshots of your life here and there. Maybe if I show you a few pictures, you'll remember something, but it's very difficult. And the future is completely unknown. It's completely unknown. No one knows what's coming next. Well, not a clue. All you have is right now. So if you're able, ya ibni, ya binti, if you can understand what I'm saying, if you understand it, that means you're old enough to actually do what the Quran talked about. Innahum fitya. Idh awal fitya. Twice in a very short story. He would use the same phrase, fitya. He didn't have to. He could have ignored that to make it more generic for all people. Everyone can be Ahl Kahf. No, this Quran in this story specifically was willing to point out that it was younger people. Not to say that if you're older, you can't. But to make sure that our younger generation understands. This is what the Quran expects from you. This is how the Quran views you. You have that potential. You have that ability. You have that compassion. You have that passion. Even though you're young, you don't have a lot of wealth. Not a lot of networking skills. Not a lot of status. Right? Maybe there's not a lot of you. 3, 5, 7 tops. Small numbers. It's okay. They thought the same. The Ahlul Kahf thought exactly what you're thinking as you listen to me. Right? Yeah, this is, I don't know if that's possible, yes, Sheikh. I don't know if what you're saying has any merit to it. They thought the same thing. It's because they thought the same thing, that this story exists in its current form. It's because the Ahlul Kahf thought that. It's because they were brave enough to take a stand. They were brave enough to do qiyam. They were brave enough to become activists for khayr, to take an idea and live for it. They were brave enough to take that step. But in their hearts, they said to themselves, how much can we do? Like, honestly, what impact can we possibly have? And they looked at each other, probably nothing. But we still do it. They got that far in understanding their deen, which is good. And I want you to be able to do that. Understand it that far, that you are obligated to do your best, even if you feel somewhere deep inside that it's not going to do anything. Still do it. They felt the same way. Probably not going to do anything. But they made the dua, and I'll explain to you the dua next week, because the dua is actually very meaningful. Ya Rab, and then they moved on with their work. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you don't think you'll have an impact? طيب. Go to sleep. فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ We closed their ears so they couldn't hear anything. فِي الْكَهْفِ In that cave. سِنِينَ عَدَدَ Years. Counted year after year. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ Then we brought them back to life again. لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا To see which of the two groups was able to keep track of how long they were there. This is a figure of speech. They say, let's see, bring it back and see who outlasted the other. Let's see which idea outlasted the other. Was it your idea, the three younger people with their dog? Or was it the dictator that ruled the land and had all the wealth and the power? We brought them back to see which of the two groups lived on longer. Let's see which of the two groups was able to actually withstand the test of time. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ We tell you this story, righteously so. We tell it to you truthfully. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ They indeed were younger people. They were youth. آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ That iman entered their hearts. They internalized لا إله إلا الله. They internalized. It went from this peripheral, superficial understanding of a word to internalizing it in their hearts. آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ They had full iman in their Lord. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى And we increased them in their guidance. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ We strengthened their hearts. إِذْ قَامُوا When they took their stand. فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ And they said, and they stated it very clearly, that our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا We will never call upon another Lord aside from Him. لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا If we do, then we are mistaken. You know why that ayah is there? It's to say it's not about us. It's about the idea. If we ever say anything aside from this, then we're the ones that are wrong. Do not listen to us anymore. Don't get rid of us. Because it's not about the person. Ahlul Kahf, they were mature enough to understand this. It's not about them. It's not about their movement. It's about the truth. The truth is La ilaha illallah. As long as we say that, listen to us. The moment we don't, لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا Then we've gone in the wrong direction. If we stop saying this, get rid of us. That objectivity. هَؤُلَاءِ The second piece I want to share with you about their story. هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا These are our people. Our people. That's what they said, our people. You see that phrase? That phrase is needed. Without that phrase, this story doesn't mean anything. An activist does not feel that they belong to their people. An activist doesn't feel that, a Muslim that doesn't feel that they're a part of an ummah and that these are his people or her people. And these people deserve to be served and saved and taught and educated and empowered. If you don't feel like you're a part of something, that you belong to a group, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And so a Muslim who is understanding qiyam, understanding activism, that doesn't feel that they belong to an ummah, that these are his people that are worthy. They deserve their time. They deserve their dedication. They're willing to live their lives, sacrifice their leisure to make sure they take care of them. Then it doesn't go anywhere. هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا These are our people. They're our people. اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ They made a mistake. They have shirk. اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ Where is their evidence for this? But they still were their people. That's the piece. That's the piece that we have to bring back. See, our younger people don't feel that. That's what they're missing. They don't feel that piece. That's what's missing. The younger person has to feel proud to be Muslim, proud to be a part of this nation, of this ummah, and want to offer it all that they got. They want to strengthen it. They want to sacrifice their time and their leisure and their and give their energy and folk and dedicate their time for it. But they have to feel like they belong. That is an easy thing to do. It just requires the older generation to stop fighting and to start welcoming others and to start making people feel that they're more a part of things. When you do that, someone young will dedicate their time. You will generate Ahlul Kahf. You will generate the fitya of Ahlul Kahf if you do that piece. It's not that difficult. It's not that complicated. Just make sure they feel that they belong, that they are valuable, that they are valued, that they matter, that they're a part of something bigger than themselves. That it took a lot happened for these youngsters to say these words. Ha'ula'i qawmuna. These are our people. Yes, they made a mistake. Ittakhadhu min dunihi aliha. They shouldn't have done that. That's wrong. But they're still our people. This is it. Look around you. This is it. For better or for worse, this is what you got. You can like it. You can dislike it. It doesn't make a difference. This is it. You have nowhere to go. You can't run away from what you have. This is your generation of Muslims. You can sit down and complain about it all day long and talk about all the negatives, or you can try and do something different. You can try and add something. Bring khayr to the story. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم يا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. الحمد لله وحده وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اتبع نهجه ووفى عهده. إخواني وأخواتي أتابعوا معكم هذا الأسبوع ما بدأته الأسبوع الماضي في الحديث عن قضية عن معنى القيام في القرآن وعن تجريد النفس والإخلاص لله سبحانه وتعالى في السعي نحو رضاه ولهذا المعنى باللغة الإنجليزية كلمة activism نستخدمها وإن كان الناس يتهربون منها لكنها تحسن وصف سيدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في كل حركاته وسكناته عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم إذ لم يألو جهدا عليه الصلاة والسلام في خدمة العباد له في خدمة عباد الله لم يألو جهدا في تقديم ما في كل ما عنده لله سبحانه وتعالى الناس لا ينظرون إلى هذه المسألة لأنهم يعظمون سيدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيرونه على عظمته وعلى مكانته لكن ينسون أنه في حياته خسر بيته وخسر منزله وخسر بلده وخسر أولاده وزوجته وخسر ماله وتوفي عليه الصلاة والسلام ودرعه مرهونة عند يهودي لم يبني إمبراطورية مالية لنفسه عليه الصلاة والسلام لم يكن ملكا يدور الناس يقبلون رجله لم يرضى بهذا قدم كل ما عنده ثم انتقل إلى ربه من يفعل هذا؟ من يفعل هذه الأيام مثل هذا؟ والله ما أعرف والله ما أدري أن أحدا يقدم ما قدمه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالتجرد وبالإخلاص وبالذهاب عن النفس وبالإيثار الذي كان عليه عليه الصلاة والسلام لكن هذا الذي ينقصنا اليوم كأمة لا ينقصنا الأعداد ولا ينقصنا المال ولا ينقصنا فتية أهل الكهف ينقصنا بعض فتية أهل فتية من أهل الكهف ينقصنا أولئك الذين يجردون أنفسهم للقضية يعيش كان صاحب قضية عليه الصلاة والسلام يحيا من أجلها لا يهمه نعيق الناعقين ولا حديث المتحدثين ولا يلفته عن قضيته أحد مهما تكلم ومهما تحدث ومهما أتوا إليه يا رسول الله حتى أتاه بعض أصحابه وهو في مشرفة وهو في علية عليه الصلاة والسلام غضب من زوجاته عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث المشهور فجلس في مشربه وحده عليه الصلاة والسلام فأتاه عمر يستأذن عليه مرة ثم مرة ثم مرة لا يأذن له رسول الله لا يريد أن يرى أحدا فدخل عليه عمر فأراد أن يضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال له بعض الكلام فابتسم سيدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم سأله طلقت زوجاتك قال لا ثم تابعوا في الحديث فإذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان مضطجعا على حصير فجلس فإذا بالحصير قد أثر في جنبه الشريف عليه الصلاة والسلام فنظر عمر إلى ذلك فرقت حاله فأخذته رقة فقال يا رسول الله إلى متى أنت في هذا وكسرى في ملكه وقيصر فيه إلى متى فقاف فغضب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم غضب سيدي رسول الله غضب قال أفي هذا أنت يا ابن الخطاب أفي هذا أنت يا ابن الخطاب أما ترضى أن تكون لهم الدنيا وتكون لنا الآخرة؟ زعلان على الدنيا؟ غضبت من أجل الدنيا؟ غضبت علشان ما عنديش كم أطرميز زيتون زيادة؟ غضبت أن الفرش الذي تحتي ليس فيه ريش نعام؟ غضبت من هذا الذي يغضبك؟ يغضبك أنه ليس لي دنيا؟ فاستحيا عمر وتعلم عمر وأصبح عمر كسيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حياته. See, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, in the story of Ahl al-Kahf, right before it, we have an indication of his activism. Like in the story of Ahl al-Kahf, so you don't think that I'm making this up. No, he is talked about عليه الصلاة والسلام in Surah al-Kahf, right before the story of Ahl al-Kahf. At the beginning of that page, go read it today, he is told, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِن لَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ means that you're going to ruin your health. You're going to harm yourself through worry or sadness about over other people. بَاخِعُ نَفْسَكَ أَسَفَ. You're going to harm yourself in sorrow over people who won't believe. Don't do that. Meaning the Prophet ﷺ was so committed that when he finished his da'wah to people, he would sit down worried. He would sit down in sorrow, in pain. He was sad that the people he was speaking to weren't listening to him, that they were continuously doing haram and they weren't accepting the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was being torn on the inside that they weren't listening. For their sake, he was sad for them. The Quran, Allah said, no, don't do that. Ya Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Ya Sayyidi, Ya Rasulullah, don't do that. No, don't harm yourself for them. Meaning he was an activist on a level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself had to tell him, bring it down a notch. Take it down a notch, don't harm yourself for them. Not that much. Yes, dedicate your time, but don't hold yourself accountable to the point where you harm yourself. Don't do that much. It had to happen twice in the Quran. Once in before the story of Ahl al-Kahf, and then later on in Surah al-Shu'ara, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ إِن لَّمْ يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. That was him, alayhi salatu wasalam. The best يعني, depiction of his activism, in my opinion, the evidence of it, is the story I'm going to tell you. I'm going to end this يعني, khutbah with this story, inshallah ta'ala. And I hope the concept of youth being the central piece in this story, yeah, and he resonates with my younger brothers and sisters who just finished school. I hope they think about this, they take it seriously, take it to heart, understand that we are waiting for you. I am depending on you. This place exists for you. No offense to people who are older, but that's why this place exists. So please, yeah, and don't disappoint. Don't disappoint. And belonging, we have to make sure people feel that we belong. The reason the Fitat Ahl Kahf did what they did is because they felt they belonged. I'll end with this story. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you want to understand his activism, understand his dedication? Here's his dedication. Yarwi al-Imam Muslim fi sahihi an Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, hadith collection Imam Muslim narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr al-As. Qala tala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama qawlallahi ala lisani Ibrahim Rabbi إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم. He said, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام recited the word of God through the tongue of Ibrahim when he said, Oh my Lord, indeed idols have taken a lot of people astray. Oh my Lord, those who follow my teachings are a part of my home. I want them to stay with me. I want you to save them with me. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي And those who refuse to listen to me. Those who refuse to listen to my teachings. فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ You are the most forgiving and the most merciful. That's Ibrahim alayhi salam making dua for those who are kafir. That is his dua alayhi salam to the kuffar. He's asking Allah, they didn't listen to me, but you are forgiving and you are merciful. فَثُمَّ تَلَى قول الله على لسان عيسى إذ قال إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. If you punish those who performed shirk, those who did not listen to you, did not follow you, then they are your servants and you have every right to punish them. And if you forgive them, then you are the unfathomable, you are the unquestionable, you are the all-wise and you can do what you want. قال ثم بكى صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then he sat there and he sobbed. فقال الله يا جبريل اذهب فسل محمدا ما يبكيه. He said, Oh Jibreel, go ask Muhammad sallallahu alaihi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi sahbihi wasallam, why is he crying? والله اعلم ببكائه. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all. فأتى جبريل فسأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ما يبكيك فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أمتي أمتي. Oh Allah, my people, my followers, the people who come and follow me later on. اللهم أمتي أمتي. It's my people. It's those who have not, it's those who I'm teaching. It's those who I want this, I'm handing this baton to. Those are the ones. I'm worried about them. Do you understand what degree of activism that is? Not to be worried about the people who are living with you, but to spend time worrying about the people who are going to come after you. the people who are going to be born thousands of years later, whether they are going to make it or not. That degree of dedication is unheard of. We can't hold a candle to that. I know that. I'm not saying no one can do that. No one can be that. Alayhi salatu wasalam. It's why he is Rasulullah and we are not. But this is the degree of activism and dedication he had. He would sit there crying, Allahumma ummati ummati, oh Allah, my ummah. Fa'ada Jibreel ila rabbihi fa'akhbarahu wa huwa a'lam. Jibreel would go back and tell his Lord. And Allah knows all that which occurred, but this is for the story. فقال يا جبريل عد إلى محمد. Go back to Muhammad. وأخبره أننا سنرضيه في أمته ولا نسوءه. Tell him that we will satisfy him through his ummah. We will not break his heart. He will be happy and satisfied with what we do for his ummah. صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم. That was the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guarantee. That doesn't mean that you and I make it, an out of jail free card. It doesn't mean that we just make it on merit of being. No, it means that if you dedicate yourself to what he taught, alayhi salatu wasalam, you adhere to his teachings, you parallel and line yourself with his life, alayhi salatu wasalam, you walk the path that you think he walked to the best of your ability, then you'll make it. If you do your best to be like him, alayhi salatu wasalam, then you will make it. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him, alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's what it means to be a Muslim. I don't understand Islam any other way. I don't think you can. I don't think you can. The idea of Islam being, yeah, I need two Eids a year and overeating at night for 30 days and, yeah, I need having dabka when you have a urs and bringing a sheikh to talk for 15 minutes before you marry someone off and all this other stuff. That's not really what the deen is about. The deen is something different. Islam is something much more meaningful. It's much more profound. It's something that you live by and you die by too. And if we can bring that back amongst our youth, if you could do that, if you could just start seeing the beauty of that, reading the stories of the Sahaba, reading the stories of the prophets, of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, seeing the beauty of living that way, you live well. Wallahi, you live well. You're not going to be bored, nor are you going to be upset, nor are you going to miss out on anything. You will find serenity, tranquility, peace in your life that you will never find anywhere else. You'll live well and you'll achieve a lot. And this ship will turn. And what's happening today in Palestine and in Sudan and other parts of the world can be avoided. I hope that was a benefit to you. وَعَلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرُنَا بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ فَقَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء السادة الحنفاء أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وارض اللهم عن أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعن آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن صحابته الغر الميامين وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم فرج هموم المهمومين ونفس كروب المكروبين وارفع الغم عن المغمومين وارفع الظلم عن المظلومين واحقن دماءنا ودماء المسلمين اللهم احقن دماء إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان وفي غزة والسودان وفي جميع بقاع الأرض يا رب العالمين ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم اللهم فرج عن إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين أخرج الصهاينة من أرضهم يا رب العالمين رد المسجد الأقصى إلى رحاب المسلمين أبقه عزيزا معززا إلى يوم الدين اللهم ردنا أجمعين إليك وإلى دينك ردا جميلا وتب علينا من جميع ذنوبنا توبة نصوحة طهرنا بها قلبا وجسدا وروحا وما ذلك عليك اللهم بعزيز ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقم الصلاة